Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every playoff game, from the wild card right up to Super Bowl Sunday, the home of the NFL in Cleveland, we are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. College football last night. Man, that was fun, wasn't it? I enjoyed watching that game. And I didn't think I would because I was sitting there going, Buckeyes are out. Where are we going with this thing? Do I want Miami to win? Do I want Ole Miss to win? You're going back and forth. Then you get a couple big plays here and there, and it was kind of exciting, man. I enjoyed watching the game just from a fan standpoint, even though I've got Ohio State bitterness just running right through my bones on everything that's going on, thinking that Ohio State should have been there last night. But you know, it is what it is. You're not going to win a national championship every year. So, and last night, to be able to watch that game, it came down to the wire. It was fun. It was fun. Tonight, the Big Ten finds themselves in a spot where they'll get to the national championship. Will it be Oregon or will it be Indiana? Indiana's still trying to pull off the perfect season. They're 14-0 going into this thing. Oregon is a 5 seed. They are 13-1. And so I'm good with it. I'm kind of good with it. It was hard, man. I don't want Ohio State to ever play on New Year's Eve again. I've just got all these like ugly, bitter no feelings about the Buckeyes. I'm not mad at Ryan Day. I'm not mad at the team. I'm just disappointed, man. It's that feeling. Remember when your dad said to you, "I'm not mad," or your mom said to you, "I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed in you."
That was weekly in my home.
Oh,
right? Maybe monthly. Monthly, I'll give my parents.
Isn't that the way it felt when Ohio State season ended?
It felt like they had one fatal flaw, and they went up against a team that could exploit that fatal flaw. There were like two teams for the Buckeyes that I was like, you probably want to avoid. One of them was Miami, and the other one was Texas Tech. And it's just due to the fact that those were the two best defensive lines going. And it just, they swarmed that offensive line. Bain and Mesidor just swarmed that line. And it was just a mess. So it stinks. It definitely stinks. And it puts this program in a really interesting spot. If you're Ryan Day, Andy, are you hiring an offensive coordinator? Or somebody calling the plays again?
Yeah, I thought, I just read they were close. Cortez Hankton. The guy from LSU, there was talk about him coming in to replace Brian Hartline. Now, but I don't know what that means about as far as play calling, though. That's why I wish
We are efforting.
Yeah, I was.
We are efforting the legend.
Yeah, I wonder, Tim. You know, it's. I wonder if it's. You know, it's 51 here, right? It's got to be warm. He's probably playing golf.
We should check. He might be teeing off.
Hang on. Let me see.
Check the weather down at Columbus.
What is the current temperature?
Well, while you do that, I could give you a little bit of news. So NBC Sports has announced their primetime TV schedule for the Major League Baseball season.
It's 62 in Columbus, man. He's probably playing golf.
Sunday Night Baseball will debut on Peacock and NBC Sports Network on March 29th at 7 p.m. Guards Mariners. To lead off their coverage.
Really?
You'll be able to catch that on Peacock or NBC Sports Network. And then April 12th, the Guards will be on NBC facing the Braves on national TV for the Sunday Night Baseball game. They're on here three times. July 26th is the other one at noon. They will be on Peacock. And then 2 o'clock on Peacock as well for the July 5th Star Spangled Sunday that they're going to do, which is every game will be national that day as well. So guards at least through August 30th, they haven't gone anything past August 30th, will be on there a couple of times for Sunday Night Baseball.
Can you get me up to speed again? They're going over to, they're on ESPN though, right? I thought the Guardians were going to the ESPN app.
So what has happened? Now, I don't know how that's going to play out. They haven't announced it yet, but Sunday Night Baseball is no longer on ESPN. Sunday Night Baseball has moved to NBC.
Okay.
So NBC.
And by the way, don't you think NBC will do a pretty good job with that?
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be one of the best things that's happened to baseball.
Yeah.
Is the fact that they're going to put it on NBC proper. I hope we get more games on NBC proper than what this looks like right now, where they got a chunk of them on Peacock at least until end of May into June. I hope they change their mind on some of those things.
Well, don't they have NBA?
Probably the case.
That's probably why.
Yeah. Playoffs and all that kind of stuff. But then Sunday Night Baseball will now be on NBC. They are working to figure out the play-by-play guy. There's rumor that it'll be Jason Benetti, who is currently the play-by-play guy of the Detroit Tigers for TV. Also does national stuff for Fox for college football.
Okay.
Does a really nice job. So we'll see what that broadcast booth looks like. But I have a feeling it's going to be awesome for baseball to have it on over the air so that everybody can watch these teams better. But yeah. So that'll be there. I don't know what that means ESPN wise for everybody. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, you're looking at all right. So, the Guardians. So they're getting three games there. Is that what you're saying? Then three games on Peacock, for sure.
One on NBC.
One on NBC
for sure.
And that's the very first game they're doing.
It will not be the first game on NBC. Okay. It will be the second game on NBC.
Huh.
So there you go.
All right, so that's where you'll be able to find some of that stuff. That's kind of a cool story. It's still kind of hard to figure out where they're at. I don't know. It was so much easier back in the day. They were like, okay, mm-hmm. You had all 151 were on Fox Sportsnet. Boom, 160. They had 151 of 162 there. So I do believe our good friend Tim May is standing by.
Oh,
he has snuck in through the regular lines.
Well, looky there.
Hi, Tim. How are you,
sir?
Well, I'm number one. I'm highly apologetic. I'm coming at you not like I usually do. I'm coming at you humble and on one knee, hoping I beg your forgiveness for not getting on the phone a minute ago. I had some stuff happening suddenly I had to deal with.
Oh, you all right? If you got to take care of stuff with anything bigger than us, then do it.
As Buckwheat said on the Little Rascals, I'm A-OTA.
Okay, good. We just want to make sure.
So which hole are you on? That's the better question.
I played yesterday. Where'd you play?
The Ridge Golf and Gardens. Me and my buddy Dylan Davis from the Delaware Gazette and his dad and brother. We had a great time. Go ahead now.
Well, no, I said to Dan, I go, if he's not picking up, I said, we better, you know, it's like 51 here. I go, it's probably 10 degrees warmer in Columbus, and he's probably playing golf.
But we had a torrential rainstorm overnight, though. I'm not sure. The course was kind of spongy yesterday. I would imagine it's more like wet towel laying in the drain, in the shower. But go ahead now.
Speaking of a wet towel, like that's how I feel about Ohio State football right now. I'm bummed, man. I was depressed last night. Yeah, I was really depressed watching that game. I feel so empty. I feel so unfulfilled from this season.
It's kind of like a kid who. Christmas, you get to get everything you wanted for a Christmas, and that was last year, right?
Yeah.
And then you expect the same number, if not a larger variety under the tree the next year. Didn't always work that way. So, yes, people should be disappointed because this was a good football team. But, you know, this football team got exposed in some of the ways. Like when we were talking pregame last week, you know, you were wondering, I brought it up, you're wondering how that right guard situation was going to hold up.
Yeah.
But really the offensive line, because against Indiana the previous time, it did not hold up that well. That's why they got beat. And that's why they got beat again, because they could not get a consistent grip on what Miami was doing from a defensive front. We just finished recording my podcast for today, and the Tim May Show, and we ended up talking about that very thing.
About my depression or about the offensive line?
Everything you can think of, man. Oh, cool. I think we covered everything but the price of mayonnaise.
Oh, I'm hooked then. Now I got to listen.
Yeah, Andy called in and bared his soul.
I did.
Yeah, but you can find it on FanStream Sports, by the way, if you're looking for our podcast here in a little while. But the point is that the great John Cooper, and yeah, he was the second winningest coach in Ohio State football history. People don't like to hear that. As he aptly put, it don't catch up with you till it catches up with you. And some of the things that have been glaring about Ohio State or obvious about Ohio State needing to be better, which, by the way, Ryan, they brought up often, you know, that they weren't anywhere close to where they needed to be in terms of development in a couple of critical areas. It caught up with them, man, and that's why they're watching.
Tim, I thought the defense for Ohio State played really well in that game, too. I mean, that was the part that I think might have been most heartbreaking, is I thought the defense gave Carson Beck fits.
Except for one drive there, whenever it was, late in the second half, whenever it was. But the score was 17-14. Ohio State had come back and had two really good drives. My point is, they did get some things fixed. They weren't dominated all night, like a lot of people left you thinking. But for the totality of the night, you know, when you go to the judges scoring, as they do in boxing, Ohio State did get beat fairly soundly. But the point is, they were in the game, and defensively, you know, you give up basically a back shoulder fade route. Well, it wasn't really a fade, a back shoulder throw at the goal line. Jermaine Matthews would like that play over again. But, you know, Jermaine Matthews had also given up a big play against Indiana, right? Or two. So Miami picked on the guy they wanted to pick on at exactly the right time. You follow my drift there, because they scout also. And then you look at this Miami team, the way it played last night.
Yeah,
I give it up to a team that three straight games, when they've needed a score in the fourth quarter to win the game in a playoff setting, like against Texas A&M and Ohio State, and they've gotten it done. That speaks highly of that football team.
Who do you like tonight, Oregon, Indiana?
We were just talking about that. Clay, who did you pick? Clay Hall, who did you pick?
Tell Clay we said what's up.
Yeah, Clay, they want to know what's up. Andy Baskin and company.
Oh, man, you got to come on the podcast, Tim May Show.
We're at. Why don't you come on our air? We'll talk some Columbus stuff with you.
I'm going to bring them on as a deal. Hey, I'm not going to be this third party like the operator on the Andy Griffith Show. But I will definitely arrange. For Clay to come on for a fee.
What was her name? Clara.
In the transfer portal, I'm his agent. But anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Yes, Clara. Yes. Yes. Oregon, Indiana.
Yeah. I like Indiana. I just think Indiana's better than Oregon. I mean, if you want me to get right down to the brass tacks of it. And we've already seen it. Now, Indiana's got to make plays. Mendoza's got to make plays like he did in that game the first time. He also had a pick six in that game that they overcame. But I just think Indiana's the better team right now. Let's put it that way. And, you know, but Oregon, man, they showed me some things in the Orange Bowl, so we'll see what happens.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline right now. Always enjoyable.
I saw that. I tried to couch it. Tried to play both sides of the middle. Go ahead now.
I think you should be a politician.
Why don't you run for office?
What's that line? If nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. Go ahead now.
the legend who will not serve is coming to you from the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright fan hotline as well. All right, buddy. The Athletic did a poll that was really interesting, and they asked people if they liked the current state of college football. An overwhelming amount of people said no. Tim May, do you like the current state of college football?
You know, Pete Thamel from ESPN, I had him on my podcast a couple of years ago. That was last year. And meaning in preseason. And the point he made is I agree with the product. What you saw last night was unbelievable. Was cool as heck. And notice I cleaned it up. Cool as heck. In terms of drama, in terms of playmaking, in terms of seeing guys do incredible stuff. Met Malachi Toney, I would have called that a completion only because, oh, my God. And I do think his heel hit before the rest of his foot hit. But I digress.
It was so cool. It should have been a catch. I'm 100% with you. We should have it. Yeah. It's too cool to not be a catch roll.
Correct. And but with all that, and what the game is being played right now on the elite level is par excellence. People do buy tickets to watch it, and they do sit in front of television to watch it like never before when it comes to college football. Isn't it funny though how a regular NFL game still gets a higher rating than college football?
It's crazy. It is crazy.
But that's another story. But what's going on off the field is untenable. What's going on off the field is unsustainable. I don't know. You know, I'm not sure legislation fix it, because legislation means law, which means something that will be challenged eventually in some court somewhere. You follow my drift?
Yeah.
You know, the problem with college football now is it's 130, major college football now, it's 130, 131 so-called members. There's really only about 50 who really deserve to be in it. But they all have their own idea about how to do things. Even the conferences have different ideas about how to do things, and they can't police themselves. I mean, just like right now, there's stuff going on in the portal and elsewhere that was supposed to be handled by the new rules of doing things, but everybody hasn't signed off on the new rules of doing everything. So a lot of schools are taking advantage of the fact there's nobody shooting radar, right?
Right.
They're speeding. They're not speeding. They're going 120 in a 65, not 80 in a 65. Ohio State's probably going about 90, maybe in a 65, but it's showing some modicum of restraint to a certain extent. But if the people you're competing against are going 120, but here's the thing: the people are going 120. That's not sustainable either. You know, your engine overheats. You need to stop for gas a lot sooner, and does your gas card work at this stop like it did the previous one, or did people bow out because you didn't get the results you wanted? I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why you need rules to get this in place. But I keep going back to this one word. The one word is contracts. Until people, meaning players and coaches, and for that matter, administrators, they do sign contracts, even coaches do, but we see how they move around like migrant workers to a certain extent. And then the players now, I'm not sure what you'd call them.
Free agents.
You have some kind of hold on somebody other than basically, yeah, I want to play for you. I like it here. You know what I mean? Oh, this feels like family, you know, until the revenue sharing discussion comes up the next year and then they want to move on. Until you get some kind of tangible, legal, but also rewarding restraint in the realm of being able to hold some person to a contract, this is going to continue. I don't believe the SCORE Act, if it's ever passed, it's going to get challenged like you wouldn't believe the thing that keeps pending in Congress. So that's a long-winded answer, and I could go on for another 45 to 50 hours on it.
It's okay. We get paid.
That we do.
We're not getting paid, by the word.
Unlike my podcast, y'all have to take a commercial break.
That is true. We do have to take a commercial break. All right, if Clay's standing next to you, please tell him I said hello to the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall.
He bailed a long time ago before I started on that soliloquy about 6-7 minutes ago.
That's okay. 6-7. Doesn't really matter. Tim, thank you.
I'll get him on though, man. I can arrange it for a fee.
Sounds good. Goodbye, Tim. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. You know that, fellas. That's see you next week.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. He is the legend, Tim May, and of course, Tim May Podcast with Clay Hall. Dive into that, and then we're going to ask you a question that was asked in The Athletic. College football.
The question that led to the diatribe.
Yes, exactly what it was. We'll do that when we come back. 216-474-0092.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Podcast with Clay Hall. Sounds like they're about to drop one here real soon. And Brian Anderson also joined us earlier today. So a couple friends of the show, dear friends of the show, were with us today. Tim May was at 1 o'clock. Brian Anderson at 11:20. If you want to hit that rewind, or you can go back and watch it on YouTube or anywhere you can get that, you can listen to the show with the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. So, good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. All right. So, this is a really interesting conversation because Dan and I talked about it this morning, and he was just kind of looking through. I'll let you set it up, but there was a poll, and I was interested to hear what the results were as much as you were.
So the Athletic newsletter, The Pulse, sent out a poll. They send out a newsletter every day, just, you know, what's going on in sports, couple thoughts, all that kind of stuff. It's, you know, we all get newsletters. We all know what newsletters are.
Yeah.
So they had a poll in yesterday's, which was, do you like college football right now? That was the question. You had three options. Yes, the games are great. Unsure, ask me in 2 years. And no, it's a mess. Those are your three options. So 12,369 people voted in this poll.
Hang on. Before you give the answer, just think to yourself. The question was so simple. Do you like college football right now? All right. I'm sure you have an answer in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Give them the results.
So 20.6% of the people said, yes, the games are great. 23.7% of the people said, unsure, ask me in 2 years. 55.7%, no, it's a mess.
More than half the people polled. And this isn't people on the outside. This is Athletic readers, right?
Readers of The Athletic.
Wow.
Do you like college football right now? That's the question. That simple. 55.7% of people said, no, it's a mess. Now, they'll admit that in there, and it's the next graph in there where they say timing may have something to do with this. If they would have asked it today after that really fun game against Ole Miss and Miami, we might have a different answer.
Mm.
But that day, an absolute
mess. Do you really think the folks that said unsure, ask in 2 years, would have changed their mind based on one game?
I wonder how many people would have been in the moment of thinking it's a mess instead of going, that was a lot of fun last night.
I think 50% plus would say it's a mess.
I think you're right.
I think 50% of the folks that watch college football or enjoyed college football or enjoyed college football at one point would say it's a mess. It is. It's an absolute mess. Do you agree?
I enjoy the games themselves.
I do too.
The games I don't think have ever been better. I mean, it's just every given week, anything can happen because any given week, the collective or any given year, the collective of that particular school could put together a damn good roster that could compete. I love seeing Ole Miss in there. I love seeing Indiana in there. I love seeing the Hurricanes being back. It's good to have, you know, a villain that a lot of people could point to. Like, I love seeing all of these other schools that have not been in the top since the start of NIL find their way back there. I think that is so good for college football. Now, here's the part that I kind of agree with. So, again, further down in the graph, one reader Price pointed out that he enjoyed the connection of having these players choose the same school as him and walk the campus for multiple years just like you. That every single year, you can't really sink your teeth into these teams because you're basically picking up journeyman veterans every single season. Does that play into it for you?
It's part of it. You know, I think one of the reasons I like Ohio State, and I've said this for a long, long time, is that for someone who's from Northeast Ohio, the opportunity to follow kids that we watched on Friday night play at Ohio State on the national stage and see what they're able to do and saying, well, that kid's from my community or that kid played in the same conference as my kid or I enjoy that. That's the part of college football that kind of got me hooked probably for the last 20 years is because, you know, I'd go out on Friday nights, I'd go out and cover high school football, and then you always wanted to see what the next stage was going to be for any one of these athletes, and then it's hard not to root for them. You know, they might have been playing for the rival school in high school, but then they got to Ohio State, and now all of a sudden you love them. I mean, I got to tell you, Bo Jackson destroyed the teams that I rooted for. Destroyed them. And I just sat there and watched him in awe and said, oh, I'm so glad he's going to Ohio State so I can root for him somewhere down the road. But there are other guys like that. I mean, you know, so that is one of the hooks for me, but it's also the history, the tradition. But when you don't see, you know, the guys are out of there so fast, and you do have to learn the roster quickly if you want to be on board, especially if you're like, I'll go back and talk about Will Howard. When Will Howard was at Kansas State, I did not care. No. Didn't care. Yeah. And then he got to Ohio State, and I watched him take this great run wearing a Buckeye uniform, and I was embraced. I embraced it. And so, but you just don't get that same feeling that you used to about watching players grow in college. You just don't. It's gone. It's gone. Totally gone.
It very much feels like we are watching pro. You know, it definitely has that feel to it where, again, every single year, everyone's a free agent. I mean, goodness, the Cincinnati quarterback, Texas Tech, I think, just handed him like $6 million or something like that to head to go play quarterback for them. And it's just legitimately these guys are free agents every single year. And it's tough to be able to sink your teeth in. Now, as somebody, I think I come from this from a really different perspective because I came to college athletics thanks to a friend of mine who was like, you need to watch this. I never cared about college.
We are a really weird town when it comes to college athletics.
I never cared about
Northeast
college.
Northeast Ohio
football is
bizarre. It's really, compared to the rest of the country, we are just not, there are other places in the country that are just so much more intense.
Oh, God.
Like that intensity you have with the Browns, they have that with college. And it's not, and it goes straight from football to basketball, but it does. I don't know that it's the same. It's not what it was.
Right. So to me, I watch because I want to watch the games, and the games are fantastic, and they're wildly
college
entertaining.
College football, you're talking
college
about.
College football games are
college basketball. Some nights I'm like, ugh.
And so I'm willing to tolerate all of the nonsense that is going on with the transfer portal and everything else, because I know when I sit down on any given Saturday, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to love what I'm seeing. And so I don't follow these day in, day out. I'm not following them from Friday nights. I'm not following them from all of those different things. I'm just sitting down going, all right, give me a great football game. Shoot, this is a great football game. Let's go. Like, that's what I'm there for. Or from a draft perspective, like, that's what I'm watching for. I'm not watching it as somebody who is like, I love watching the team building and the growth and these kids get together and watching them from 17 on. So to me, the game has never been better. I couldn't be happier with college football. But I'm also coming from it as a guy who started watching college football 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Like, intently watching. Like, I watch the championship games and all that kind of stuff, but like intently watching 5 years ago, where I don't have that built-in institutional love. So maybe that's what jades me to where I look at this differently than maybe a lot of people who went to Ohio State. And I'm using them as a perfect example. We could use Kent State, Ohio, sure, whatever you want to do. And are like, I love watching the guys who lived in the same dorms that I did. And I love watching the guys who went to the same classes that I went to. You know, but you know what I mean? Who ate at the same dining halls, who went to the same bars, who did all of those things that they did, where there's that common thread that's there, where I don't have that, you know?
Yeah,
so maybe I'm off base.
And then it leads you to where you are now. Like, we're sitting here talking about the NFL. You know, I don't know if you were, you know, a gigantic like A.J. Barner fan when he was at Michigan. We were talking about this before the show. But now look where he is at Seattle from Aurora, you know? And so you watch these guys and you follow them, and then you see what they do in college, and they move on to the pros. And to me, that's where I get hooked. That's where I'm in. And I just don't – it's hard to watch guys jump from team to team. It is. It's not – it just changes the whole dynamic. But let me ask you the question that we just, you know, we're just kicking around, you know, and it's where are you right now with college football?
Do you like college football right now?
It's a pretty simple question. And I'm surprised that the people would say no, but I think that maybe there's two questions. It's almost a LeBron thing, right? Do you like Ohio State football or do you like college football right now? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.